This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. We're going to be talking about how people in the U.S. are responding to Scripture amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Helen, I saw in the newsletter that you guys put out that there were a lot of different responses, different ways people are using the Scripture booklets. And my first question for you, would you say the number of requests that you've gotten for materials just in the U.S., has that gone up since before the pandemic, or is it kind of staying the same? What do the numbers look like?
Well, the quantity is down a bit. Our regular people are ordering still. That's one of the exciting things about this is that they are finding different ways. Many of them use them for, street distribution and the subways in New York and on the beaches and in the cities, and are not able to do that now, although some of them are ordering, so they've got a stockpile so that when they can go back to that, they'll be able to. But they are still requesting, and we're getting new requests from those that are looking for something that suits this time in terms of need. And I've got a little note here. This was not in the newsletter, but this came from a lady in New York, just came first of the week, and she said she wants some more booklets. She only wanted 20 in English and 30 in Spanish, but she says, I go and I get free food, and I'd like to give some out while I'm standing in line waiting for the free food. I think that is indicative of the kind of heart that our distributors have and open to seeing opportunities and needs. And that's what we're seeing. People are finding other ways. One of the ladies in our newsletter talked about their regular ways of doing things. They've had to, change their plans, but we're still diligently sending out the word any way that they can. And so the volume is down, but not the heart and not the opportunity and not the consistency of people still giving out words of hope.
And, we've talked before about how these Scripture booklets are like paper missionaries. Like, mm-hmm. They kind of go where regular people or the typical missionary can't. And it seems like the pandemic is creating almost a perfect atmosphere with that, with the isolation and stuff. Would you say that's the case? And kind of why, how do the Scripture booklets work in this way?
Well, they can be given, the word is there. That's what the Scripture booklets are, all the word. And so they can be handed out or made available through food packages or through the mail or through maybe hand-to-hand. But when you cannot speak with people directly or there's not the time or the opportunity to spend time together, close conversation, the word and the Scripture booklet will do that, and the Spirit can use that. And people can will have more time alone, perhaps, or in smaller groups like the family or something. We've seen many times where families are asking for material to share within themselves of their own, to teach their children or to, so we're getting Bible studies into families or into churches that are breaking up into smaller groups and meeting in groups of 10 or so, and so they want to study all together. So we're providing more material like that. So I do think that this has opened doors that we might not have thought of because maybe looking at a bigger picture or, as I said, street work or major distribution. But this 101 and the Scripture booklets, you don't have to stand around and spend a lot of time speaking. You can just hand it out or give it in the best way you can in this environment, and it can still do the work. And I think that that's why people are encouraged that they're offering hope, that they're doing something. I think that a lot of people, believers particularly, they want to do something, but they're not sure what to do, how to help. And this is one way that they can. We had another lady, you've got a minute, we had another lady that wrote in just this week. She said that they had a memorial service for a 16-year-old who died, a friend. She said, I sang at the service, and then I gave out all the booklets I had. I believe we'll have many more of these services, so I wanted a lot to hand out. See, that kind of opportunity is still there, and the word is just given for comfort and for future use by the Spirit.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. I wanted to talk about prison ministry for a second, because there's a new study that came out that says the pandemic is actually worsening mental health for prisoners and people who work in prisons. Are you still able to send scripture, like the scripture booklets, into the prison? We'll start there. Kind of, how's it being affected? Are you still able to send stuff?
We are still able to send, and we send to a lot of prisoners across the country, sometimes individuals, one-on-one, and sometimes through chaplains. Now, we have a lot of ministries, prison ministries, churches that go in. They're not able to get in, and some of the chaplains are having to restrict what they do, and in some cases, the prisons are even more in lockdown. But we can mail them in, and we are still sending out prison material every week, and that has not changed. In fact, we've had chaplains tell us that they can use all we can send them because they're not getting, they can't have church services within the chapel, within the prisons now. So it's more a matter of one-on-one. And so that's what they need. So, yeah, we are still sending a lot of material into prisons and still having chaplains and prisoners requesting them, yes.
And do you ever hear back from these prisoners? Do they ever, do you ever get a sense of, like, how these scripture booklets help people in prison?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We get letters from prisoners every day, and I read them all, and then we pass them on. I do get a chance to read them, and they are just, they are just so grateful for something to read. Some of the letters are requesting, but some of them are, okay, we got this one. Do you have another one? And do you have one for my buddy? He speaks another language. And, oh, yeah, we get those all the time, and they are so encouraging because we know that the booklet is doing the work in the heart, and that's great. And being used for more than one prisoner in many, many cases.
And how, given everything we've talked about today, how would you like people to pray? Well, obviously connect them to World Missionary Press to give, but how would you like them to pray for the U.S. and for prisoners?
Well, I think that what we pray for is that as they receive the word, that they would receive comfort and that they would receive hope. I pray for prisoners. I pray that they would truly feel God's forgiveness. They would truly feel his love in comfort in times like these and in whatever situation they're in. And you're right, the mental health issue, it's even more, they are even more restricted and even more, there's more to be afraid of, if you will. And so the word gives comfort and hope and something to focus on outside of the things that they might be facing daily. So we do need to pray for our prisoners. We need to pray for the chaplains that they would have just what is needed and strength to continue because it's a hard place to share the gospel in many ways, and yet there's a lot going on there. So I think we send material to prisoners every week, a lot of it. So if people want to pray specifically over each of these prisoners that have asked for something, and sometimes they're just asking for something to read, but we're sending them the word, and the Lord's going to use that. So, yes, we would appreciate that prayer.
All right. We'll get people connected. That ends my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that we're very encouraged that the people of God are looking for opportunities and have not shut down. They are still sharing and they're still caring, and the Lord's gonna bless that effort.